And I'm Matt.
We don't give a toss about Britney, Whitney, or Shitney.
Let's go inside.
Ding, 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 ding. Welcome to Hans Island number 25. 25, that's quarter of a century. How's about that? Or should I say Hans U, by the way, which is what it's really called in its native Danish language. Ooh, is it Canadian or is it Danish? Well, for any Canadians listening in, you can leave me a voice message on the audio feed. Leave it in Danish, or English, or German, or maybe even in Klingon. It's about time we sorted out whether podcast listeners are actually computer geeks that speak Klingon or real people with iPods sitting on trains. What the hell am I talking about? Ah, yes. Right. This podcast, number 25, is brought to you by the letters S and M. S for Sweden and M for mobile phones. I believe that Sweden is now going to ban all mobile phones on their trains and buses. Woohey! Finally a piece of environmental information there. However, domestic flights in Sweden are going to be kitted out so people can use mobile phones whilst in the aeroplane in the air. Woohoo! So, 1 point plus and then 1 minus point. Nil point in my books. Anyway, so, have I accidentally managed to offend Canadians and Swedish people in the first 30 seconds of this podcast?
Hans Island. The podcast where only knowing half the facts is no excuse for not voicing your opinion.
Yeah.
Anyways, it's not all bad. I'm not trying to take a dig at Sweden, etc. There is good news from Sweden as well this last month, that there are more bears running around in the woods, in the wild, in Sweden. In the 1930s, there were, I don't know, 100 bears or something, according to this account in the papers. And now there's 2,500 of them running around doing bear things. I don't know what they do. Did you ever see that film Brother Bear? Anyway, well done, Sweden. That's a fine piece of conservationism there. Well done.
You're listening to Hans Island Podcasts
on www.freewebs.com/Hans Island.
So, I've spent a couple of podcasts taking cheap pot shots at my beloved Danish Lego, which I obviously think is very grown up, mature and sensible, me being Danish and everything. Now, the reason for not mentioning Canadian Mega Bloks all these months when I've been talking about Lego is more or less because Mega Bloks are pretty pathetic, really. I mean, it's got nothing to do with them being Canadian. Now, that would have been an easy target, wouldn't it? Hans Island, Canada, Denmark, Lego kind of thing. But no, simply because they haven't actually contributed anything to the planet. Simply made bad Lego and caused economic exploitation. Now, in true Hans Island fashion, I could now embark on an anti-Megablocks crusade. Let's all go up to Canada and boycott Megablocks. Get Jesper Rasmussen to make a banner and fly to Winnipeg or wherever the smeg Megablocks are made. But of course, I'd risk finding out that Megablocks plastic is probably less shite for the planet than my beloved Danish Lego. So, I'm not even going to go there. So, instead of ripping off other people's stuff, how unoriginal is that? We should really embark on another homegrown, produced by me, copyrighted and all the other stuff, episode of Jesper Rasmussen's escapades. Now, he's been to Alaska, he's been to France, and also Copenhagen, that is. Here's the next installment of Jesper Rasmussen, the anti-globalization fuckwit. Can I say fuckwit? Well, yes, because the internet is not owned by Sony, and this is my own podcast. So there, na-na-na-na-na. This is the Jesper Rasmussen episode, and this time he is protesting against censorship in Germany. I don't think he's quite thought this one through, to be honest.
Jesper Rasmussen, anti-globalization fuckwit.
Hello, this is Jesper Rasmussen, activist. I am outside the Walmart European headquarters here in Wuppertal, and I am going to protest against the censorship that is going on here. I am going to give the people here a protest letter, and I am going to fly my banner here in protest. I will be voting with my feet by not buying the Sheryl Crow CD that has been censored by Walmart. I am now going to fly my banner here outside the headquarters. My banner says, don't buy censored CDs from Walmart because they are censored. It's very windy here in the car park and there are some security people looking at me. The security people have asked me to leave and I will be a peaceful protester and go on to the public road here in Germany instead. I have now been voting with my feet for 3 hours and I still have not heard the Sheryl Crow CD. It must be very anti-global CD if Walmart is not selling it. They have great guns that they sell in Walmart. I have got a letter back from Walmart and it says, "You stupid fuckwit, we don't sell that CD, it's banned. Go and box Sheryl Crow." I think I have touched a nerve here in Wuppertal today. They will now think 2 times, or maybe 3 times, before they don't sell Crow music.
Yes, for Rasmussen. Anti-globalization fuckwit.
Jesper there, getting it wrong in Wuppertal. What a plonker. So, we've got some stuff to get through here on this 25th podcast of Hans Island. Thanks to everyone from Copenhagen for writing in, and also the guys in Scotland that have been adding their comments to the mix. Ooh. And by the way, last time I mentioned scotcast.net because I happen to be podcasting from Scotland, so this time I'm going to mention podhead.dk, which is Denmark's number one podcasting authority out here on the internet, in the free area that is the internet. And here's a quick promo from them.
Podhead.dk underholder, informer og bevæger dig.
Podhead.dk runs off to the pod.
So yeah, that's podhead.dk there. Anyways, onwards and upwards, there's loads to get through. Right, so yeah. Jesper Rasmussen was on about censorship and globalization of moral standards imposed on us by the likes of Walmart, etc. Another piece of unelected private sector censorship was the guys from South Park, who were forbidden to depict a Muslim cleric on one of their completely satirical and fictional shows. Instead of telling Comedy Store to get knotted and F off, they took the money and rewrote the show to depict Jesus and George Bush and all sorts of other stuff. So, moral values are where the money is. Jesper is right. What a shame he's such a fuckwit and always does everything the wrong way. More of Jesper, the James Bond of protesting.
Mr. Rasmussen, we've been expecting you.
I just did it again, didn't I? I stole some material from James Bond films there. Seems there's just no way of avoiding it. How difficult is it to be original and avoid being censored or taken to court by copyright lawyers? Do we know? Do we care? We are the internet, people. Be free. Intersect here. A quick joke that my kids told me the other day. What sounds like a parrot? A carrot. Now that's hysterically funny if you've been eating magic mushrooms or you've got half a bottle of Merlot inside you. If you try to translate it into German, it probably doesn't do it that well. Anyway, so the material I was trying to get to, because I need to condense it into bullet point form now, because I'm running out of time on this podcast. I don't want them to get too long. Marion Island is a beautiful island in the Southern Oceans. It's a protectorate of South Africa, of all places. They've actually got people stationed there. It's close to the Antarctic. Anyway, Marion Island had a bit of a problem when it was first inhabited by a crowd of English people, I believe it was, that some mice got from the ship onto the island, where a lot of nesting birds and kind of indigenous wildlife is there. You know, just like Jurassic Park, that island in the middle of nowhere, sticking out of the ocean. And what they did was that they put some cats on there, 5 of them in fact, and then they left. And 20 years later, there were like 3,000 feral cats there, which in itself isn't a problem, but they decided, the cats ran out of mice to eat, so they started eating all the birds. So they actually had to introduce a virus, just like that very clever person from, was it France, where they introduced myxomatosis to get rid of rabbits, and then it killed a third of the rabbit population in France. you know, hello, people, don't mess with Mother Nature, is all I can say. A piece of galactic wisdom there. Another piece of galactic wisdom comes from Virgin Galactic. You know, Richard Branson, who's trying to burn fossil fuels in the stratosphere, sending people up into space and then back again. Well, anyway, they want to ban passengers, or they will ban passengers with boob jobs from its space flights, because their implants might explode en route. And they fear that augmented tits may expand and burst when subjected to cabin pressure. So, is that funny? I don't know. That's not funny. Why? That's just a piece of news, isn't it? That's not what this podcast is about. What to do? Right, here's a quick joke, this time from Monty Python. What is brown and sounds like a bell? Dung.
I like podcasting because I can listen to what I want, when I want. Disregard the thought police and keep the internet free.
So, yes, Marion Island. It's a frighteningly interesting island. Much more interesting than Hans Island, because this place has actually got, like, trees and people on it, etc. And who would have thought it? South Africa actually have a ship and a base there, and it's a protectorate of South Africa. That's amazing. Anyway, very interesting stuff. I've posted a link about it on the website at www.freewebs.com/Hans Island. I'm still refusing to pay money for having a URL or a website, etc. So thanks for everybody at freewebs.com and at owlmedia.com and switchpod.com and all those other places, and Audacity as well. It's all made free, and it's GM free, and it's all environmentally friendly, this podcast. So yeah, I've put the link up to Marion Island up on the Hans Island website. Very interesting. Have a read. It's frighteningly interesting. What a cool story that place has.
Where's my bottle of chlorine? Hello, mate. I know there's a water shortage on, but it's not as if filling my swimming pool is wasting the water exactly. I mean, I'll obviously use some of it eventually for the shrubs next to my security gates. The kind of people who don't have a swimming pool shouldn't...
Environmental man saves the world from yet another cretin.
Do you remember that Jesper Rasmussen episode a wee while back, where he was in France protesting against the Airbus people building the Airbus 380, huge, super F-off, I am the biggest flying fuel thing on the planet kind of idea? Well, they hit the headlines again. Not Jesper Rasmussen, obviously. He's always in the headlines, in my headlines anyway. But the Airbus people, because Singapore Airlines, who've bought 10 of these huge planes and are wanting to burn fossil fuels between, what is it, London, Singapore and Sydney and back again. The Kangaroo Run or something. The Kangaroo Route, I think it's called. Well, they were in the news again because Airbus 380 is, what, 6 months delayed now. There's a bleeding surprise.
Would all 500 passengers for the Airbus 380 flight please join the immensely long queue for check-in approximately 4 hours before departure time. Thank you.
So, yeah, that's something for everyone to think about. So, yes, I've been trying the last couple of podcasts to actually get back to the subject that really interests me, which is very funny and it's full of conspiracy theories and everything. Nikola Tesla. The man is an absolute god. I mean, come on. Nikola Tesla runs circles around. And Michael Faraday, by the way. They would have ruled the world if it hadn't been for JP Morgan. But, you know, and I'm simply just running out of time. And also, talking about conspiracy theories, etc., that's pretty negative. I've got to try and see if I can get a positive steer on these podcasts and try to introduce a wee bit more humour, because I'm getting a bit too serious. The Odeo channel, which you can access via the Hans Island website, there's a big pink button. You can leave messages there. And my dear, dear friends in Australia, particularly Dave from Ratbag Radio, has left messages. There are a few other messages, but I don't think they're quite fit to be broadcast in any shape or form, even though this podcast is GM-free and isn't censored in any way. But I took the liberty of taking a few of Dave Riley's audio messages and mixed them together. So here, have a little listen.
And now Another well-deserved dose of Hans Island has come to my ears, especially from way across the sea, from beautiful Bonnie Scotland. And I look forward to it so much. Every time I see that it comes up on my little podcatcher program, I know I'm in for it, and I'm never disappointed. Never, ever, 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 ever disappointed in what I get from Hans Island, because I get the very best. The very best of green news and factual information that guides me through an ecological bent through the existence here on this planet before this planet heats up and fizzles and goes all carbon dioxide and all that sort of stuff.
Crave for finer things. Jasper Rasmussen, the anti-globalization fuckwit. An environmental man who always is keen to save the world from yet another cretin. So we listen. We listen good. Maybe we'll learn something. You never can tell. Here in Australia, at least, in beautiful downtown Northgate or along the main drag of Ninbin, talk is so often of these guys. They're our role models.
Anyway, love the Hans Island. Keep up the good work. See more. I hope to see more of it at regularly. I will do my bit down here in the Antipodean shores. And we'll get back a little bit later when we talk about the question of uranium. So see ya. Bye. Dave Riley at Ratbag Radio.
So yes, the ever enigmatic and very, very positive. And did I just say enigmatic? What the hell does that mean? I am foreign, I don't know what enigmatic means. The very enthusiastic Dave Riley there from Ratbag Radio, who lives down Nimbin Way, which is another one of my favourite podcasting scene kind of thing. greetings go out to the weed board and the hemp hour. Very amusing. Thanks, cheers Martin, for everything. Yes, and the loop that I had in the background of that wonderful didgeridoo music, guess where I got that from? I got that from a Danish website called otherworld.dk. Now, how cool is the internet that you actually have to surf around the place and then at the opposite end of the planet is where you get a didgeridoo loop? So, I'm making a background loop for a clip I got from Australia and, you know, how cool is that? I just think it's absolutely groovy. Let's keep the internet free, guys. Anyway, so, I'm on a mission to do something more positive, so please send in stuff, send in some more of your emails. It's quite interesting. I don't know how I'm actually going to collate all this information. There's so much to talk about. And trying to put a humorous slant on it in the middle of me working and doing this at my kitchen table is quite beyond me. But I don't want to be all negative and stuff, but I've got to just bring you a wee bit of news that I picked up. And it's not actually news. I mean, we could have worked that one out for ourselves about these sweatshops in China where iPods are made. Apple have now promised to not pay people, I think it's $50 a month that they get paid, and they work 12-hour days, 16-hour days, 6 days a week, etc., in these sweatshops to make iPods, so we can all keep the internet free and free from corporate exploitation. Do you know, it just goes round in circles, isn't it? In order for us to keep the internet free, and in order for us to keep our brains free, we all buy iPods, and by buying iPods, we're all enslaving people in China. We just can't win, can we? So I'm on a mission to stop mumping and grumping and groaning and moaning and stuff, and get back on track with being humorous, which I think sometimes. So anyway, the Jesper Rasmussen episodes are up. They've got their own pod feed as well, so that's pretty good. And I hope you are listening to them and enjoy them. And I think there are a few new Environmental Man sessions coming along. And also the very popular quickfire ones, they're coming along next podcast. So keep tuned, stay in touch, write in, goddammit, be Swedish, be Canadian, be Danish, be Australian. Let's just be internet citizens and keep it all real. Tschüss, ciao, sayonara, bis später, bis sieht's, hi hi, tak for kaffe. Here are the credits after this Hans Island podcast.
Thanks everyone for contributing. That includes Calpomat. Visit us at www.freeweb.com/Hans Island. Alternatively, email at hansisland@lycos.co.uk. My name's Robert, no pun intended, and thanks for contributing. This has all been fictional, and no harm has been intended to happen to anyone. Thank you, bye-bye.